Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga announced on Tuesday evening that schools will be opening for grades 12 and 7 pupils come the 1st of June.
The National Coronavirus Command Council and Cabinet have approved the reopening of schools as of June 1, 2020. Independent and public ordinary schools will open even in the metropolitan areas, because there was also some misinformation about the fact that some schools, because it came in the Sunday Times, and I don't know where it came from, it possibly is a leaked document of our earlier discussions or projections, that all schools, even in metropolitan schools, that's what our plan, they will reopen when other schools are reopening. And what we are looking at, it's even going beyond that, but we'll announce going beyond 7 and 12, but we'll announce that later. But also, we will also look at small schools and special schools differently, because we may not be able to use the same measurement for all those other sectors. And we'll give details again during the course of the month.
She further emphasized in a virtual press briefing that the closure of schools was necessary, but that safety precautions have been implemented in order to protect both students and teachers. These include the supply of masks, sanitizer, social distancing protocols on public transport, among other measures.
The forced closure of schools to slow the spread of coronavirus was a necessary step we take. It continues to remain an important step that was taken to contain the virus as quickly as possible and save lives.
Minister Motshekga also raised concerns around comorbidity in students or the infection of students with pre-existing health conditions.
So we are working with the Department of Public Service on this, in this aspect, and we also urge parents to work closely with their schools to ensure that learners with pre-existing illnesses are also assisted. Schools will work with parents to obtain the information, which once again needs to be treated with the utmost care.
She ended her briefing by stating that further information, as well as a revised school calendar, would be released via the Department of Education's website.